initiative we are seeing today is a private sector initiative, which is working with SACP, CMP, in bringing about a student chapter. This in itself is commendable. It's unique, and it is this kind of initiative that will begin to bring the demographics of our country through in the final accreditation of professionals in our country. This is a significant step in that project managers are at the forefront of delivering successful projects, both in the private sector and in government. In public works, we have thousands of projects going, construction projects going, as we speak. And these are all run by project managers. And certainly what we need is bigger numbers of professionals in this particular sector to make sure that we can deliver quality projects and that we manage these projects and look after the technical aspects thereof. So this is a very exciting initiative in that it's amongst the first that come up. And also, what is important is that we have to form partnerships as government to encourage and entice young people to, from a very early stage, firstly in the academic pipeline, to make sure that we direct them in the right direction. Subject choice is important, as you know, maths and science is a given if you want to enter a profession, and therefore making sure that when they begin to get to high school, they begin to be able to focus and know that this is the vocation they want to follow in life or choose in life. And therefore, it's important that we as public works will request our department to look at how we can assist and lend a hand to this chapter to see that when these students are on holiday or vacation, how do we offer them opportunities to come on site in some of the public works projects, and how do we bring them in to work with our professional services within public works, so that we can give them a sense of how government approaches the construction and the building, or rather how government sees and works within the construction or the built environment. So this is a partnership that we look forward to taking further. Our entity, the Council for the Built Environment, will be given the responsibility to ensure that we facilitate these processes. Well, from a public works perspective, we know it's very difficult to find project managers. We are battling to find project managers. We have to assign several projects to one project manager because we just don't have the required number. And of course the challenge now as we move forward is to make sure that we are geared for our skills development as government continues to allocate money for infrastructure. As you know, government is, I think it's 840 something billion that government has announced in the budget speech by Minister of Finance, that it's an ongoing, whether it's stadia or power stations, it's infrastructure, and therefore it's an ongoing. And as you heard yesterday on the news, South Africa has taken a decision to go for nuclear energy. So clearly, it's not about what's going to happen tomorrow, but it's within the next few years where we're going to see another construction boom in South Africa as we begin to develop our infrastructure.